Time now for Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen. Today's show is brought to you by Tanner's Fashions, top quality women's clothing where browsers are welcome, buyers adored. LaVon will have today's program after this.
For all of your special occasions this summer, shop Tanner's Fashions in downtown Atlantic. If your special event is dressy or casual, Tanner's will help you make the perfect fashion statement. Whether you are a petite or missy figure, Tanner's has a large selection of beautiful clothing, shoes, sandals, and accessories to express your own unique personality. Shop Tanner's for quality fashions, shoes, and accessories for both the young and the young at heart.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Sandra Leninger.
Good morning, LaVon.
We're talking with Sandra about the French Icarian Colony Foundation, and that's located down by Corning. So you have an event coming up here that we need to talk about. Let's start out with the date and the time, and we probably need to know the location.
Well, it's going to be happening this Saturday, June 1st. The gates open at 9. Flag raising ceremony begins at 9:30. And it's just a one-day affair. The gates will close at 5 p.m. It's going to be held at the French Icarian Village, which is a ongoing restoration project just east of Corning. And that address is 2349 220th Street.
And I know there's a sign there on the highway to point the direction.
Yes, there is a historical marker, a big bronze marker on the corner of Highway 34 and Mulberry Avenue.
Okay.
Just go north a little ways and there'll be signs pointing you to it.
All right. Well, the event is related to the Civil War, the sesquicentennial of the Civil War. So the title of the overall project is Icaria, Adams County, and the Civil War. So you have some really interesting things planned, some presentations and so on that I think people haven't seen and heard before. Let's talk about the quilt show. That's one of the things that you're doing. So let's start with that.
Well, the Carbon Corning Quilters are going to be hosting a quilt show in our restored 1860 schoolhouse. And the title is Interpretations of the Civil War Era Dare Jane Quilt. And this... During the Civil War, many ladies, while they're waiting for their men, folk, sons, husbands, brothers to come back from the war, spent their time making quilts. And this quilt is dated 1862 and hangs in a museum in Bennington, Vermont. What the ladies did, they tried to keep making, they made very complicated quilts, very small quilt blocks. And so this is a famous quilt from the Civil War era. And the ladies at the Carbon Corning Quilters have each made their own version of a Dear Jane quilt, and those will be on display.
Hey. You know, I've never heard of a Dear Jane quilt. I'm not sure where I've been because I don't do quilting, but I know a lot of quilters. So this is a really interesting story, Sandra, to know about this, and those teeny tiny pieces, that's one of the reasons I don't quilt. I don't have the patience for that. That takes a lot of patience, but of course they were needing patience for their menfolk to come home.
Right. Well, I hadn't heard of this either, so I did go on the internet and look up information about the lady. This Dear Jane comes from the lady who made it. Her first name was Jane. And I believe her quilt had over 5,000 pieces in it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I mean, it was just that when you see the picture of it, it's just unbelievable how complicated it looks to me anyway.
So these quilts are made by local women who obviously are quilt lovers. And,
yes.
You know, a lot of us, like I say, I don't quilt, but I certainly can appreciate the beauty and the work that goes into them. So
yes,
we need
I
to.
I can too. I have some quilts that have been handed down in our family, and they're very much prized.
Now, this one, most people are going to say, well, this is for the women, you know. This is kind of a laid-back walk-through. But you're going to have some kind of noisy things going on, too, I think, and maybe appeal to some of the kids and some men folks.
Yes, the Army of the Southwest, which is an Iowa Civil War reenactor group, will be there, and they'll be having military encampments, displays, recruiting rallies. There'll be musket demonstrations, a cannon demonstration. and the public will be invited to participate.
So
if you are a person that has always wanted to fire off an old-fashioned musket or a cannon, why, this will be the place where you get the opportunity. Also, we have two speakers, Dr. Tom Moraine and Dr. William Jahnke from Graceland College, and they're being sponsored by Humanities Iowa and the National Endowment of Humanities, and they're going to be giving a presentation on Point Counterpoint, Was the Civil War Really Necessary? And they explore several of the issues that led up to the first shots of the Civil War, and then they will be asking some hard questions, and they'll invite the public into the debate as they explore the political climate of the 1860s.
I think for many of us, we don't question it. The Civil War was a Civil War, and it happened, and it's a part of our history. But if we think back to those years when those big decisions were being made, much political argument, and just like now when we have arguments, should we be doing this, should we be doing that? That happened before we went into the Civil War also.
Yes, it did. And when you think about how many young men died in the Civil War, 600,000, that's a lot of our men folk.
And they were all Americans, oftentimes relatives, brothers, mm-hmm. some people in the same family that were fighting on opposite sides, and quite a different war in many ways than what the events are that go on now.
Yeah.
Very up close. That's mm-hmm. I visited Gettysburg once, and that was one of the things that I've never forgotten, is to think about that. That was face to face, up
mm-hmm.
close.
Yes, it was. And then another program that we're doing that is new this year is the Women's Civil War Clothing Presentation. And there'll be an additional charge for that. It'll be in our restored dining hall. There is limited seating, and we will be serving Civil War era refreshments with that. And this young woman, Laura Poreski, it's a one-woman show, and she's going to provide a unique examination of the proper attire for women of the Civil War era, starting with the undergarments. And she'll explain each layer of clothing and then the final touches, including hairstyle, jewelry, accessories, which I think will be really interesting when we realize in hot weather how many layers
yes.
of clothing they
lots
pulled together.
Lots. Yes, lots and lots of layers. And thinking about
yes.
not wearing them, but also caring for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
And we didn't have, I think most people didn't have many of those outfits, but they
yes.
still had all of those layers. Yes. Very should be fascinating to
yes.
to see that. So
then we've added one more new thing that I just got word yesterday we were going to be able to have, and that is a gentleman who's going to be here with five lambs. His name is Rocky Anderson. He's from the Cumberland area. And he's going to have five lambs down here and demonstrate shearing of the lambs the old-fashioned way, the way they used to do it a long time ago.
Okay, and you have a few other old-fashioned things, as I recall, with the children's games and rope-making and some of those.
Yes, rope-making, and there'll be people, both adults and children, will have an opportunity to put on a Civil War costume and have their picture taken. We have a storyteller, an Irish-American storyteller, Maureen Corte, will be doing a one-act Civil War play for us. And then probably something that's of interest to the local people is Dean Davis of Corning will be discussing and sharing stories of Captain Davis, Frank Davis, who was the founder of the Quincy Guards and was a leader during the Civil War. That is his great-grandfather. And then when he came back from the war, he provided a great deal of leadership in the development of Corning and Adams County and in the whole area.
You know, when you say this is a great-grandson, that kind of puts it in time and perspective. The Civil War was not all that long ago when we
mm-hmm.
look at history.
That's right.
And when you think of this man can talk about his great-grandfather being in the Civil War.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So very interesting to have that local input.
Mm-hmm.
With everything else.
Right.
Now, you have just gathered together so many different people with this expertise related to the Civil War, and what an opportunity. Now, you mentioned there's an extra fee for the Women's Civil War clothing, and would it be a good idea if people want to do that, if they would give you a call or email?
Yes, we do have limited seating to about 42 people, so that probably would be a good idea to call ahead for their tickets. We can hold them at the gate for them. They can pick them up. The entrance into the grounds for Saturday are $10 for adults through age 13, and then children age 4 to 12 is $5. Under 4 is free. And then the ladies program or the women's clothing program, and some of the men might enjoy that too, is $10.
Okay. And remember, get to Civil War snacks along with that. That will be interesting too.
Right. We have three different types of Civil War recipes we're making up for people to taste.
Now, you mentioned the very first event, the flag-raising ceremony, begins at 9:30. Gates close at 5.
Mm-hmm.
So in between there, is there food on the grounds?
Yes,
people can have lunch?
We will have a food stand on the grounds. It fortunately won't be Civil War-type food, but it will be good food.
You bet.
Homemade pie and some hot dogs and things like that.
Okay, and to kind of sum up, in addition to the Civil War program that's this Saturday, June 1, can you give us a really short explanation, really short, Sandra, of the French Icarian Foundation?
Well, the foundation is working to restore and redevelop the French Icarian colony or the French Icarian village on some land that was original Icarian land. To commemorate and to remember and grow the heritage of Adams County, which the Icarians were part of. They were a group of French people looking for their utopian, perfect society and chose Corning, Iowa to spend most of those years.
Okay. So in addition to learning much about the Civil War, we could also learn more about the French Icarians, and you have done so much work there in terms of revitalizing, restoring, and so on. So this would be a good time to, if you haven't been there, to go see all of that also.
Yes. And the phone number to call for those reservations for the clothing presentation is 641-322-4717.
And we can look you up on the internet at icaria.net. So we want to thank you very much, Sandra Leninger, for visiting with us and reminding us of this event coming up.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. We look forward to seeing some people from your area.
All right. Till next time, here's a thought from Ralph Waldo Emerson. For what avail the plow or sail or land or life if freedom fail?
For all of your special occasions this summer, shop Tanner's Fashions in downtown Atlantic. If your special event is dressy or casual, Tanner's will help you make the perfect fashion statement. Whether you are a petite or missy figure, Tanner's has a large selection of beautiful clothing, shoes, sandals, and accessories to express your own unique personality. Shop Tanner's for quality fashions, shoes, and accessories for both the young and the young at heart.
Glad you could join us for today's edition of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblin. Brought to you by Tanner's Fashions, top quality women's clothing, where browsers are welcome, buyers adored.